USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn and Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar are visiting near Laredo, Texas on Friday to see and hear about the problems facing officials along the border. The two Texas lawmakers also touring a detention facility for illegal immigrant teens near the border and holding a bipartisan roundtable. Congressman Cuellar saying things are only going to get worse before they get better.
We've seen this before. We saw it in 2014. We saw it in 2019, and we're seeing them again. The numbers yet have not hit the numbers that we saw in May of 2019, but they're going there because the high months of March, April, May, or June are coming up, and we're seeing those numbers go up.
President Biden ending his week by hosting congressional Democrats after signing a massive stimulus bill. USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices. Your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
The Minneapolis City Council unanimously approved a $27 million settlement with the family of George Floyd, whose death in police custody last year sparked a summer of riots, unrest, and looting, and a racial reckoning over law enforcement's treatment of black suspects.
The financial compensation most directly impacts George Floyd and his family, the future of their family. But it is the policy reforms that affects all of us.
News of the settlement comes as jury selection continues in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Tennessee lawmakers are tweeting out prayers for an officer who was shot on the job this morning. Josh Baker is in stable condition after undergoing surgery. Police say he pulled over a woman in the parking lot of a Dollar General store due to outstanding warrants. She turned out not to be the owner, but still got into a shootout with the officer. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
When it comes to the vaccine and the vaccine rollout, the Biden administration has previously said the Trump administration left them a mess on COVID-19 vaccination, and President Joe Biden himself called Trump's vaccine rollout in the early days a dismal failure. Now we're hearing from Andy Slavitt, senior advisor to the White House COVID-19 team, that they credit the Trump administration regarding Operation Warp Speed.
I think our view is there really are no bad guys here. If we are going to succeed together, or we're going to fail together. And I think we're grateful for the work that came before us and are doing the best we can to continue it and accelerate it.
Slavitt continuing on Fox News.
So you are grateful for the work that came prior to this. So you would tip your hat to Operation Warp Speed?
I would absolutely tip my hat to. I mean, this is a scientific process that actually began more than a decade ago with scientists inside the NIH and inside BARDA creating this mRNA vaccine. I think the administration, the Trump administration, made sure that we got in record time a vaccine up and out. That's a great thing, and it's something that we should all be excited about.
And finally, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he won't resign amid allegations mounting regarding sexual harassment claims. The seventh woman came out today saying Cuomo sexually assaulted her. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.